7 o'clock it is. Dennis Nakata here, News Talk 590, KUGN. Wednesday, meaning it's What's Up Day. Sorry, didn't mean to scream. Actually, I did. What's Up means we have a special guest in the hot seat. In the hole is Eugene Police Sergeant Rob Griesel. We were talking canines, and Rob, thanks so much for coming in. Welcome, yeah. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Give me a great big what's up.
What's up?
There we go. Fired up, ready to go. Let's talk canines, because every time, in a perfect world, the canines wouldn't be the needed, right? But we're so fortunate to have canines help out in a capture situation.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a great partner for the officers out there on the street. They provide a variety of services for us.
Let's talk about the training that goes in first.
Sure. We run a 10-week program with our dogs just because of kind of that's what we decided they needed for the street. They need a lot of basic obedience, a lot of control work. And then we got to build in that bond and that trust with the handler, which is really important. The dogs really feed off what the officers are bringing into the scene. So they got to be able to trust us. We got to be able to trust them. And that's real important. And that takes time.
So is the training obviously benefits both, but is it more training for the handler or more training for the dog?
Well, the answer is yes. It's for both. Yeah, the handler's got to learn all the little behaviors and quirks about the dog, and then the dog needs to know how the handler's going to respond in certain situations and what they're going to do, and then they really kind of form this partnership. And that's how they become successful, is when they're really good and working symbiotically, you know, in any situation.
You talked earlier about the dog being able to read the handler's emotion.
Yeah.
You know, any situation.
Yeah, yeah. Dogs really feel it. We call it, you know, it comes down the line, right? The leash. So if the handler's nervous or apprehensive about a situation he's going into, like, the dog feels that. The dog's looking for direction from the handler, and they feel all those emotions. So being well trained on both ends is really, really important.
So let's talk about the detection program that you guys are working on here.
Yeah, this is just spinning up. We're pretty excited about it. Our newest handler, Officer Joe Kidd, is down in Las Vegas right now doing training with his new detection dog. Pretty excited about that program spinning up. So once that's up and running, we're hoping to add two more detection dogs maybe within the next 2 years, depending on funding. That's going to be a big boost to the program. That first dog will be assigned to our street crimes unit.
Is there a better icebreaker when it comes to kids, though, when you take the dogs out to the schools?
No, it's great. You know, community outreach is something we do a lot with our canine unit. It's really easy to make that interaction and that bond between police and the community through the dogs, because everybody loves dogs. The dogs
Absolutely.
Are great. You know, and that's what we look for when we select dogs, too. Like, that's a big part of it. We want our dogs to be really social and love to be able to interact with the community.
Now, all of this is wonderful, but it takes money. And when we come back here in about 10 minutes, we'll talk about the funding situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what it takes and how maybe you can help in order to keep this moving forward and growing.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sure. Sounds great.
Excellent. News Talk 590 KUGN here at 7:16. What's up? Bonus time as Rob Griesel with the Eugene Police and the K-9 unit. Still, hey, thanks for the extra time.
Yeah, for
really,
sure.
Really appreciate that. First off, can we give a quick shout out to the Street Crimes Unit?
Oh, yeah. They're crushing it
they
out there.
They are crushing
Man.
It. Wow.
Doing great work.
Now, I wish we had more time to get into that, but you know what? That they are. They're just, you know, boy, they're taking care of us, aren't they?
Sure are.
Excellent. So let's talk K-9 here. The K-9 program, it's on the grow. We have four, one on the way, another dog on the way.
Yep.
Takes money.
Yes, it does.
It takes money. So let's talk about that picture for just a second.
Yeah, for sure. So our department does a really good job of funding our program, but it's always not, you know, it's never quite enough. You know, we're a publicly funded agency, so money's always in need. So we have, with us, we have the Eugene Police Foundation, which is a nonprofit here in Eugene based, and they do a great job providing funding, which helps pay for our training and our equipment. They've been around for, I think, 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And just been a tremendous resource for us. And anyone can donate money to that. We actually, they have a website that you can go to and just click on a button. They got a PayPal account thing there, and or you can just send them money. And they do a tremendous amount of fundraising for not just the canine unit, but for the whole police department. I mean, there's a tremendous need there that they help meet. And they've just been a great, great community partner.
We touched up a little bit about the time and the expense as far as trainings go. And training's so super important. But we haven't talked about the vehicles.
Yeah.
Because we're not, that's not cheap.
Yeah, no. Vehicles are where it's at. I mean, the dogs themselves are probably, the dogs cost us about $12,000.
Okay.
Typically. The training that we put into them is probably another $8,000. So we're getting close to, $20,000 when we've got a dog trained.
Right.
The cars themselves are about $80,000.
What?
So yeah, $40,000 for the base vehicles, and then you've got all the specialized equipment for the policing that goes into it, and then it's the time to install it too. I mean, that's it's all expensive. So you're talking about $100,000 investment every time you add a unit in, right? So for us, so it's quite an expenditure.
Money makes the world go round, doesn't it?
Sure does. Sure does.
but I want to tell you, first off, it's nice that you come back. Would you please come back and visit again?
Anytime. Happy to come in anytime.
And let me just say, it's a pleasure to spend some time with somebody who likes his job more than a little bit.
I love my job.
Oh, I could tell. You, it's not, I have to go. You want to go to work.
I do. I love to go to work every day.
I appreciate that. Sergeant Griesel, thanks so much for coming in.
Anytime. Yeah,
come on back.
Anytime.
It's a What's Up here on News Talk 590 KUGN.